And good evening and welcome to A North State Now. How is everybody doing? I know, hope that you're celebrating life and being able to stay cool in this incredible heat that we're having here in the North State. I know that very often during these times, I am up at 4:30 in the morning so that I can get out with my horse. And today did that, just exactly that. Aww. So anyway, I'm here, and I'm very, very thrilled to be here tonight. But first of all, let me thank Liam is at the helm. Hi, Liam.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
And Liam is an incredible musician. So,
thank you.
In fact, one of my shows, I think probably a few months back, I interviewed Liam, and he played some of his tracks. And we just did it right here where I was in the studio and he was through the glass. And that was so cool, just really talking to you about your life and all 18 years of your life. And you're like an old soul in your 18-year body.
Well, thank you.
And so, you know, I feel like someone, you really listen, you really hear, and that's a tremendous quality, Liam.
Thank you.
All right, so there you go with that. All right, so here we are, and I want to shout out to my sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Thank you so much for supporting North State Now and all things here on KCNR. And by the way, you are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, also online at KCNR1460.com. Also, thank you to ReadingCivic.com. You can always go to ReadingCivic.com and look at all the wonderful concerts that they have going on as well. There's some really exciting musical acts that are coming through the North State. I think Jim Gaffigan is going to be here soon. And speaking of great shows and wonderful things in the North State with the arts, my good friend Nancy Hill, welcome tonight.
Thanks, Linda. How are you, baby?
I am great. And you are a co-founder of Axiom Theater. You have been directing. You've got three shows happening at the Axiom.
Yeah, actual rep. We're in repertory summer.
And you were explaining that before we started, like, repertory. This is, she said, this is true repertory. Can you share with our listeners what that means from you being just to the bone theater gal?
Absolutely. So repertory basically is theater that rotates shows in and out. And Ashland Shakespeare Festival does that. They have a show that opens, and then they have another show the next night, and then they have a third show the next night or matinee, and it just rotates. And that's a true repertory form, and that's what we do in our summer. And we actually have had five shows in this repertory. We had Woody Guthrie. We started with that show. And then we had our high school program premiere for the first time doing Every Brilliant Thing. And that was amazing. Oh, my gosh. And we opened Neil Simon's Chapter 2 2 weeks ago. And then last week we opened the incredibly madcap, funny as heck, out of your seat, Ruthless.
Pee your pants.
Pee your pants, I know. Yeah. It's a theater term, pee your pants, funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
but I'll take it.
Right. And then this weekend, we open our kids' show, Little Mermaid Junior.
Oh, how fun.
And I know. We've already sold out tomorrow night, and we have a Friday, Saturday matinee, Saturday night. Mm-hmm. 70 kids.
Oh, that's
70
awesome.
70 kids on the stage. From
70 souls.
Yeah, 70 little souls swimming around, being fish, being starfish, being a mermaid or two or five.
Having
or
a purpose
10.
In life besides
having a purpose.
Being on a damn cell phone and zoning into some kind of weird world.
Exactly. We have a no cell phone zone there with those kids. And they have been there 4 weeks from 9 to 3 just singing and dancing and acting and having a great time creating a show.
That's so cool.
And then next week we open Row, which is going to be, I think, a very exciting premiere. They did it up at the festival in 2016, and it's the historical picture of Roe v. Wade. It shows it from both sides of the fence. We try and stay as neutral as we can with it because we want to, you know, honor everybody's opinion, and it's a beautiful production.
So you were describing this earlier to me. That's, it's like an educational.
It is.
Because you have in the first act the real, not just transcripts, but the real voice of the judge and
judges.
Historically
what
transpired.
Yeah, so it starts out prior to Roe v. Wade even taking place. It starts out with the lawyers, Sarah Weddington and Linda Coffey, and they basically went to the Texas Supreme Court to file and try and create a woman's right to choose. And then it went to the Supreme Court. And we actually have all of the judges commenting on the case. It's just like you're in the Supreme Court, which is really interesting. And then it passes, and we see a 25-year span of how things go with Roe v. Wade. And then we actually, when the decision to overturn came in, we actually had a rewrite from the actual author. She sent us the epilogue, which is the rewrite of the show. So 2 weeks into the production, we had to learn a whole new scene with the actors.
Is that hard to do?
I think that the actors are very bought in. You know, we made a decision not to really discuss their own personal conviction. But we decided to be very representational and presentational of the show because we know that this is a hotbed topic in our society right now. And Axiom is that kind of company. Last year we did May 4th Voices, which was the historical picture of the Kent State riot. And it wasn't just the students enacting that. It was everybody involved, the parents, the students, the National Guard, the community, the police, the teachers. Everybody had a voice in the show. And that's really what's going on with Roe.
Well, I think the important thing is, and we, I'm sure we're all in agreement, is that it's, you know, there's pro and con, there's pro, and then there's not pro. I mean, hello, you've got two sides.
There's pro
there's
choice.
There's no in between on this one.
Right. You're absolutely right.
There's no gray.
Right. There's pro choice or there's pro life. And we're not there to change anybody's opinion. We're there just to present what opinions are.
Right.
And, you know, the cast is just doing a beautiful job.
That's fantastic. Yeah. All right. So with us tonight again is Nancy Hill, and we are talking about Axiom and the 2022 summer repertory. Love the whole repertory.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Well, but back in the day, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk more with Nancy about what's happening with the Shasta County Arts Festival, Council, things that are going on there, because I understand that if I'm not mistaken, you're remodeling.
We're getting ready to do some fun things.
Yeah, so let's talk about that too, and then coming back more about Ruthless. I really want to talk about Ruthless.
Oh my gosh.
And I think we do have, Liam is going to pull up some kind of soundbite, I think, from Ruthless, if he found it or not. I don't know. It may be out there on YouTube someplace. But this is Linda Bott, and we are North State Now, taking a message right after this. Right after these messages. Taking a break right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And welcome back to North State Now. You are hearing one of the songs from Ruthless.
It's so funny.
Oh my gosh. It already sounds like my cup of tea.
It is. You will love this show, Linda.
And when you say pee your pants funny, and you tell me that Matt is playing, I mean, there's the picture right here.
Sylvia St. Croix.
Totally in drag.
Yeah.
Perfect Matt.
Yes.
All right. So tell us what it's about.
Well, I don't want to give the whole story away, but it's about an 8-year-old girl who wants to be the lead in her elementary school musical. And she does a very dastardly thing to get.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
So it's Ruthless. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, it's just hilarious. It's just every silly musical thing. And I think it's sort of a montage to Stephen Sondheim, which just lost Stephen Sondheim a couple months ago. So it's just really funny. Ken Hill directed it, and you know Ken. Ken is funny.
Well, Ken's brilliant on all of his, you know, I don't care if it's comedy or tragedy.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in between. Yeah. But so Ruthless, book and lyrics by Joel Paley, opened in 1992, so it's a relatively new musical.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, it's not like Oklahoma, you know, and it's an off-Broadway. So you know the rule about off-Broadway versus on-Broadway?
What is the rule?
It's the seating. It has nothing to do with where it is in the location of Manhattan. It's, if you have more than, oh gosh, I'm going to get this wrong probably, but if you have more than 99 seats, then it's on Broadway.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's actual, Ken tells me, and I forget numbers, I'm not, you know, just my brain doesn't work
well,
that way.
It's
but
somewhere
it's like
in
a
the
certain
ish.
Amount of seating is off Broadway, and then a certain amount of seating is on Broadway. So in Reading, Cascade would be like an on Broadway because they have almost 1,000 seats, and Axiom would probably be an off Broadway just based upon the size of the venue.
So recently, Diane, who works for us, and she's been with us, she's our right hand girl, I call her that, and she's been with us for maybe, what, 12 years. She is really wanting to attend one of these shows.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get her some tickets.
Yes,
yeah.
And she said, can I just go by myself because I, you know, she's recently widowed.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to have to wait around for people. I said, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
it is
for sure.
Such a very cool, like your seating. Share with our listeners about what you have as far as your seating arrangements that no other place in Reading has.
So Ken, when Ken and I first started dating, we went to San Francisco to a place called Yoshi's.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this beautiful venue that was just iron railing and beautiful cocktail tables with seating around it and, you know, beautiful lighting and tablecloths, et cetera. And so that stuck in my mind when we decided to build this theater over on Bocelli. And when we walked into the space, it was a completely empty warehouse. So within 3 weeks, Ken and his little crew built levels for seating. And then COVID hit, you know, about 3 months after, and that gave us a whole year and a half to just go crazy, because what do you do with a bunch of theater people when there's nothing to do? You create, you build, and do whatever. So the seating is beautiful. It's, you know, black tablecloths with lanterns.
It is.
Beautiful chairs to sit in, cocktail tables. You can go to the lounge. We have our liquor license. I've had it since March.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a wonderful space, and I was there, too. Or we were there to see Carl and I, to see Young Frankenstein.
Yes.
And it was, everything about it was a play. We brought some friends.
Yeah.
And she has been in theater. She's a customer and costumer.
Oh, I need to talk to her.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. And she's been collecting, I mean, the real deal. Since
right
the
on.
80s.
Wow.
So it's not just, let's go and get some.
Hook me up.
So anyway, so she loved it as well, and it was a nice night to, like I said, go have a cocktail.
Take your drink in to the theater and sit and drink and watch
and
the show.
Yeah, and go up in your cocktail table and they're spaced out for those people who are worried about, you know, being together.
Yeah, it's very COVID. It's still COVID.
Yes.
Up right now, which is good.
So coming up again, before we go into the Shasta County Arts, again, I want to remind our listeners, Chapter 2 by Neil Simon, July 15th through August 26th, followed by Ruthless, which is July 22nd. Well, it's already in progress.
Yeah, all the
open
shows,
last weekend.
Except for Roe, all the shows are up.
Okay,
up
till August 25th, so that's a nice run.
Mm-hmm.
These are nice runs.
Yeah.
Because I always thought, gosh, I just don't want to do theater for 3 nights.
You need a run. These are runs.
We're
running.
And then Row, of course, by Lisa Loomer, which begins August 5th and goes to the 27th. So tickets available at AXRep Theater.
Yep.
That's the old school theater. theatre.com.
Little hoity pinky in the ear.
That's all right. I like that. That's how I like to spell it too.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's good.
So let's go into the other hat that you wear and let's talk about what's happening over at Old City Hall.
Old City Hall. So the Arts Council is just buzzing. We did the Sundial Music Festival in June. It's very successful. We had about 500 people attend. Blues and Beyond. Mark Cooper was our headliner. He was
cool.
So amazing.
He's so great.
Yeah, he's wonderful. And then we are now programming classes for the fall. I have commissioned my staff to create a during-the-day class offering for adults and kids that are maybe in homeschool situations or charter. And then we're going to we've kind of mixed it up a bit. So Mondays is yoga, Tuesdays ballroom dance, Wednesday's going to be theater and music classes, and then Thursday will be art classes, and then Fridays are going to be our performance days, like First Friday. And we have a First Friday coming up on the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Agata, our beautiful curator, is getting ready to open a new show, and it's all the high school teachers in the area that are submitting artwork.
Their artwork or their students?
Their artwork.
Ooh.
We're putting them on the cuff.
Ooh.
Right now. Yeah, so that should be really fun.
Ooh.
I'm excited. Nerve-wracking. Oh, I'm sure. And right before school starts. What
yeah.
a mean thing to do
yeah.
to those teachers.
Absolutely, but a good mean.
A good mean.
Like,
get on
you
it.
Know,
get on it,
step
you
up.
Teachers.
Step up,
step
buddy.
Up
you're going to teach
step
it.
Up. Show it, baby.
Yeah,
bring
puff it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
Okay.
I know they're all going to kill me now. Anyway, but it's going to be a great show, and we will have some libations there to open with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting a musical act there. We had one, but they weren't. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so our goal is to continue to do these First Fridays and
mm-hmm.
always have some kind of event going on
mm-hmm.
on the
mm-hmm.
First Fridays. And when we get to January, we're going to do a show a month over there.
Oh.
Yeah, in the gallery. And we'll do opening with music and food and,
that sounds
and
great.
Wine, et cetera.
On that First Friday?
Yeah, every
yeah.
First Friday. That's our goal by January.
Yeah, well, it's a nice role.
It is.
You know, you just, how can you not, especially when it starts to get cooler out.
Exactly.
To be able to hit place after place. And then last month I had on John
Truitt.
And was talking about this incredible art community unfolding here in the North State.
It's coming back.
That is just growing and flourishing, and artists that are starting to get their notoriety.
Yeah. Game on.
Game on.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So visually we're doing a lot, and then we're working on incubating some new opportunities for teachers in the area, for artists in the area. Our theater coalition is up and running and doing great things. We're going to have a get-together with all the theaters at the IOF on August 20th from 1 to 4. A little food, a little drink, a little get-to-know-you, because we find that all of the theaters are getting along together quite well, but the artists, the actors, the singers, the designers, et cetera, still sort of are in their own camps, right? So we want to get them all in and just get to know each other. You know,
I think that's great because we're all live in the same
we're
city.
All in this together.
And I like that about you, Nancy, is that you encourage that, hey, I've got this production and I may need that kind of wardrobe piece we were talking about.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
that set.
Yeah.
And you had it in your last show, but I need it in this show.
We share and care.
Share and care.
Share and care for each other.
God.
I know. Share and care for each other. And Rhonda, Alvy, and I, we're partners in crime.
I love Rhonda. Well, you know, they've got a show here on KCNR, and I just really admire what they're doing over there as well.
Absolutely.
And I saw, how come I can't think of it?
Is it Proof?
No, it was before that.
Steel Magnolias.
Yeah,
went
that
was
took a
great
friend.
Show.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, great show.
So anyway, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, we've got a very interesting artist, if you will, somebody who is recently new to the North State. And I think that there's art in everything that you do, cooking, sewing, being a psychologist, helping
Yay.
People deal. There's an art in everything that you do.
Creativity.
And Creative, and that's what I like to do, is be able to support people in their dreams and their endeavors.
And thank you for that. You are so amazing.
Thank you. I love the fact that I had great mentors.
Yeah.
And
I still want to do a duet with you.
Yeah. Well, we'll do that. I think we need to do the one from Chess.
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah. That's a difficult one, but we can do it.
We can do it.
So anyway, Nancy, thank you so much for being here. We love Axiom Theater, and thank you for supporting KCNR. We're there
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. We love you.
We're going to take a break here and coming back, we've got Elle, and we're going to be finding all about this very interesting woman who's moved here.
Yay.
And all the gifts that she brings.
Thanks for coming.
So this is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio, and thank you to my sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center, as well as ReadingCivic.com and Axiom.
And Axiom.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
And welcome back to our second segment here on North State Now. Hey, everybody, this is Linda Bott. Thank you for joining us here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Thank you so much for supporting our show and all of things with KCNR in our local radio programming, as well as ReadingCivic.com. Check out Reading Civic and see all the wonderful shows that are coming up. There are some incredible, incredible, great acts that are coming through the North State, and also a couple shows coming up in August at the Cascade. We've got, in fact, we did a couple commercials for them over the weekend, right, Liam?
Yes, we did.
And you're going to be excited, and I'm going to be excited about attending some of those events. And of course, we had Nancy Hill on in the earlier segments talking about the Axiom Theater with the 2022 summer repertory shows. So now as we move along into this next segment, we have Ask Elle. We had Elle on in our former show here in the morning show a couple weeks back, and I found her to be so interesting and somewhat informative, and there wasn't nearly enough time to cover all the things that you do. Now, what stuck out for me in that particular interview was that you were working with the airlines at a very young age, and that let's talk a little bit about that. You are a therapist. You do hypnotherapy. You do life coaching, and you've certificates for so many things that you've worked with. But in your early 20s, you started working for the airlines in the capacity of working with trauma but welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I did go to work for the airlines in my 20s, and they actually came and proselytized me over from night manager from the car rental agencies and said, we want you to come work for us. We've been watching you for 2 years. Come work for us. Went to work for them. They asked me to take the position as crisis management specialist, and I said yes to it. Was terrified, but also thrilled to be doing it, because it happens to be, you know when you're on the right track when something lights you up inside, mm-hmm. and you're not even sure why. So I went to specialized training for that, loved it, and that really launched my trajectory in the field of psychology. Went on to get my bachelor's degree at Sac State for psychology, and then I ended up over in Tokyo. I took a contract over in Tokyo for a year and then came back, met my now ex-husband, met my husband, got married, had kids, paused my career mm-hmm. path, and then got back on my career path as drugs and alcohol showed up mm-hmm. in my marriage. And so that was very painful. I didn't have any experience with drugs or alcohol, so when it showed up, I was just adrift.
Mm-hmm.
No idea how to deal with it, and really dealt with it wrong in every imaginable way. So, learning about that, and then that sent me into doing graduate level work in addiction studies, PTSD, and human behavior, and then from there, I went on to do rapid transformational therapy. Certification. So I'm a certified practitioner for that, and that incorporates hypnotherapy for really going in quickly and finding out what might be blocking a person mm-hmm. or what are the challenges that are keeping you from really accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And then, we use some very powerful mindfulness. It's a lot of meditation. I'm going to equate it to meditation.
Mm-hmm.
So helping getting some of those things unblocked. But in that process, I also studied about relationship dynamics. So, really my depth of study, another depth of study is, understanding, helping men and women understand the differences between men and women.
Right. We love that segment when you were on the morning show. We'll talk a little bit about that. But for our listeners, you can go to AskElle at askelle.net. And, I'm going to switch over here because also in our studios, with us tonight is Ron Lim. Hi.
Hey, Linda. How are you
hey,
doing?
Hey, I always love your energy, and you always bring so much light to the room wherever you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of fun being here,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. You and your flying and cars and,
you know, you're bigger than life
Arlo,
character.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah. So, transformational coaching, transitional coaching, relationship coaching. I'm going on to your website now.
Yes.
And, how did the two of you meet?
How did we meet?
A date.
Was it a blind date? Did somebody stick you in a blind date?
No, no. We started chatting and decided that we would meet.
Mm-hmm.
And he at the time I was living at the coast, so he flew over to the coast. We met and really hit it off as friends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we just really hit it off as friends, and
I could
he
see
started
that.
Coming to me for relationship advice.
Well, that's cool.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And so really, he's really one of my biggest fans, and. I've gotten, you know, he's made a lot of referrals to me.
Yeah, and you know what? We wouldn't have known about you had not Ron.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have the utmost admiration and respect for Ron Lim.
Yeah.
And all the things he's done in the community and his secret angel work and a lot of things that he does do. So when he talked about you, we were absolutely, let's get to know her, bring her on the show, and absolutely really like what you have to say, what you're offering. Let's start a little bit before we take our break for the next segment. Let's go into the fact that you have an office and you're working for the mission here in Reading.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
What that looks like.
Okay. Well, I'm separate from the mission, so I'm not embedded in the mission. My office is separate, but I see, you know, because of my history with the addiction studies and my experience in having that a real part of my life, I have an understanding and empathy with that population. And so the students that are there, they have their own sort of counseling program and trajectory that they're on, but they come see me for getting life coaching. And there's transitional coaching and transformational coaching. Transitional coaching is you're ready to make a transition in your life, and that's future looking goals that you need to create a game plan for. Transformational coaching is you really need, there are things you want internally to be transformed. And so I do both with them, and also use the hypnotherapy, which is really helping get into the subconscious aspect of what are the belief systems. You make your beliefs, and then your belief makes you. So what are the belief systems that need to get pulled out of there and replaced with better belief systems that might be challenging just through positive thinking? And so I work with them as they want to. They come to me, and we do work together.
Well, one of the quotes that you have on your website, askl.net, is in quotations, "Thanks to L, I am no longer operating from a place of constant fear, which was exhausting me for so long."
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how many people can say they can relate to that? I don't care how evolved you are as a person, there's been fear that's held you back.
Yeah, and the fear, the fear is, we all have something in common in some way, which is on some level we don't feel like we're enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that sense of not feeling like you're enough, then there's all kinds of fear that drives that. And so the rapid transformational therapy really allows me to work with the client. Kind of get quickly to the root of a problem and go after that and create a narrative mm-hmm. that the client wants to replace the belief system with. And mm-hmm. then we create that narrative through, it's a process, and then I create a very powerful audio for my clients, and then they listen to those audios for 21 days, and that 21 days is, you know, time enough to affect that change.
That's 3 weeks. The 3 weeks of breaking a habit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The gal that quote is from, it was amazing. She was so open and so creative. Creative people are so suggestible.
Mm-hmm.
She was open. We got through her work in about 4 days.
Fantastic. Well, and the first consultation, according to your website, is free.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Cause you gotta know if you feel like I'm a fit for you, can I be there for you? Can I help you? Can I be supportive in what it is you want to accomplish? Mm-hmm. We get to that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to pick Ron's brain a little bit And, yeah, I mean, don't worry. It's all good, buddy. I'm not going to throw you out to the wolves.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's all good. So we do good things here on North State now, here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Linda Bott. We'll be right back.